Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local Now for a Tuesday in the What Have You Done For Me Lately department. No, unlike yesterday, we don't have the President of the United States on the line. Sorry. He's busy today, I guess. And by the way, it was great having the President on yesterday, and hope you enjoyed it. But we've got a guy who's and he's been on the program a couple of times. He comes to town about maybe 2-3 times a year. He makes a speech at the Nevada Republican Men's Club or similar group, and the deal is I always learn something from him. He's James Taylor, a senior fellow at the Heartland Institute in Chicago. He is with us in studio. He is backing the No on Question 6 effort. And he joins us in studio. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let me just ask you, first of all, for those that don't know, people are kind of glassy-eyed when they start looking at these questions. No on 5, yes on 5, no on 3. Tell me what 6 is all about.
Okay, well, first of all, as a nonprofit, I don't want to say I am a yes or a no, but I do want to educate Nevadans on the topic. And this is a rough one because this is going to have consequences for the Nevada economy for the rest of your lives. What this is a renewable power mandate. Liberal San Francisco billionaire Tom Steyer is watching jobs and money and businesses flee California because their electricity prices are twice as high as they are here in Nevada. And they're almost Nevada or compared to Arizona, almost the same thing. The reason is California imposes so much expensive wind and solar power on its people. And with money, people, and jobs leaving, Tom Steyer wants to impose those same expensive energy costs on Nevada and on Arizona so that therefore there is no competitive disadvantage for California's stupid renewable energy games. So what we have on the ballot is a renewable power mandate in the Constitution among the foundational principles of the state. You know, this isn't a place where you talk about where you want to build a road or something, but maybe now it is. But now it would require for eternity that 50% of the state's energy be generated from wind and solar power, regardless of the economics, regardless of what we see happens as a result, regardless of the environmental consequences they don't talk about. But they think that this, Tom Steyer thinks that this is so important to the Constitution of Nevada that we must have 50% renewable power engraved in it.
And by the way, I don't know if you mentioned it, Tom Steyer is a billionaire from California, from the People's Republic of California, and he is hell-bent on getting Jackie Rosen elected. He wants to essentially run Nevada, and he is extending his reach into Nevada and into Arizona and elsewhere in the way. He wants to own the West, I think. Let me just add, let's go back to the beginning. Which is more expensive? Renewable energy, wind, solar, that kind of thing, or clean coal, or other types of energy?
I'm glad you asked that. And I'm going to use as a source, because people can say, oh, well, you're just using a Heartland study or whatever it may be. The Brookings Institution is a left-of-center think tank. It's one of the most prominent liberal think tanks in the country. They published a paper a couple years ago. It's called Along the Lines of Why the Best Path to a Low-Carbon Future is Not Wind and Solar Power. And what they did is they broke down the levelized cost of electricity sources. That is, after you strip away the subsidies and everything else, what does it really cost us? And what they found is if you replace conventional power with wind power, you are going to increase electricity prices by 50%. If you replace conventional electricity with solar power, then electricity prices triple. And these are folks that love wind and solar power. They still champion it, but in a moment of some form of honesty, they told us exactly what it's going to cost.
I've always been, in fact, when we got into the big net metering thing out here about a year ago or 2 years ago, I was slow to jump on board that because I said I will support rooftop solar when it saves people money, and eventually through different programs and government subsidies, it was cost efficient. But now what you're telling me is that when you strip all those subsidies away, that renewables are more expensive than say clean coal or some of the others.
Absolutely. When you look at solar power, for example, people who purchase solar power equipment, whether it's individuals or utilities or companies, they get an immediate 30% tax that's coming from citizens, tax rebate on everything they purchase. Plus, you have various state and local incentives, et cetera. So it may seem lower cost when you put it on the roof, but it's because everyone else is paying for it. And the reason why wind and solar power are likely never going to be as affordable as coal and natural gas is this. The wind, the sun, the energy that's there is very diffuse. In other words, it's not very concentrated. If I had a lump of coal here sitting on this desk, you would see concentrated energy. Now, Nevada may be the solar capital of the country in terms of its potential. Of course, I'm from Florida. They always say, we're the Sunshine State. We should be leading the country in solar power. But it's still going to be diffuse. I can still crack an egg on the sidewalk, and it's not going to fry right now. And let me give you an analogy when they say, well, because we're Nevada, we should lead the country. Not if it doesn't make sense, nobody should lead the country. I travel to New York City often, and I can tell you that what you hear is true. Manhattan is the rat capital of the world. Now, technologically, we can put little treadmills on, and we could put little rats on the treadmills, and we can hook up little electrodes, and we can generate electricity. Technologically, it can be done. But regardless of the fact that Manhattan is a rat capital of the world, it still makes no sense to generate electricity from rat power. The same is the case here in Nevada with solar power. It's too darn expensive. Solar energy is not as concentrated as coal or natural gas.
James Taylor joining us, a senior fellow at the Heartland Institute out of Chicago. Explain what the Heartland Institute is.
We are a free market public policy organization. We look to discover and find solutions to the problems that challenge society. I happen to deal with energy and environment issues across the board. And what is happening here in Nevada, this is so consequential because Tom Steyer singled out Arizona and Nevada because he wants to punish those states that are taking advantage, not through anything they're doing actively, but just passively, from what the liberal states are doing and getting punished for. If every state gets punished like California, well, then there's no disincentive to enact California's expensive and restrictive policies. So what's happening here is very important. And the Wall Street Journal, just on Friday, as their lead editorial, they talked about this exact same language ballot initiative that Steyer put on the ballot in Arizona. Even nationally, people are watching. This is very important to be active, to know the issues, and to vote for what's right.
Why is Tom Steyer doing this? I know he is a big global warming guy, How much of a difference is this going to make when you talk about the year 2030?
Oh, there's so much.
2030, excuse me.
There is so much to say about Tom Steyer. First of all, keep in mind that he is a gentleman that has poured millions into the impeach Trump campaign. He started this campaign. He is the one, at least from the dollar standpoint, who started this even before Trump took office. So it tells you what the objective arguments are. This is just a hatred for people who listen to this program and our values. Tom Steyer, by the way, is somebody who's a financier. He's in wealth management. He bankrolled, gave the money to, literally dozens of coal power plants in third world nations. Because, well, people in third world nations, they understand they need affordable energy. There's nothing wrong with that. But after Steyer made a fortune doing this, I say dozens, I think it's hundreds, but I don't want to be wrong, quite a few. After he made his money on that, now he tells us here in the United States that we shouldn't do it. And he lectures all moral about the harm of coal power when he built the darn things all over the globe. Now, Tom Steyer, he was in Michigan earlier this year. He threatened the same renewable power mandate on their state constitution. So he cut a deal with a local power broker, so the legislature enacted it without the feared constitutional mandate. And his goal essentially is this. He loves the leftist, environmental left agenda. After he made his money, now he wants to impose these expensive sources on us. And he'll do it in every state in this country, even if he's secretly bankrolling, and he tried to keep this a secret, even if he has to secretly bankroll 50 different initiatives in 50 different states. He's as far left as they come. These are San Francisco values being imposed upon Nevada.
I want to take the politics out of this. Because to me, this is an economic issue. If prices for energy go up, which you say they will, is there a correlation between energy prices and jobs?
Absolutely. What we have to realize is that energy is the lifeblood of our economy. Every good service that we purchase, that we sell, that we trade, energy is going to be a significant component in that cost. So if you go back to, say, 1972, and I put together, when Bobby Jindal ran for the presidency in 2016, I put together his energy and environment program, and I put a chart in there. You can still look for it. I think it's called America First Energy Program. But what you see is that whenever oil prices, we can use oil, we can use any other energy source, but I put together a chart on oil prices. Whenever oil prices go up, almost immediately, certainly within a year, you see unemployment go up. Whenever oil prices go down, unemployment goes down. It's uncanny. It happens time and time again over 40-plus years. In fact, you remember in 2007, 2008, when the recession that came was being blamed on the housing bubble and other things? No, if you remember, there was the drill baby drill summer of 2006 because oil prices had gotten so darn high. They'd gotten so darn high because we weren't allowed to produce. Energy producers were not allowed to produce on federal lands. You had all sorts of restrictions on production technologies, etc. Well, what happened is in 2008, we had the shale revolution. We were able to produce affordable natural gas, and of more recent times, we're having more restrictions lifted on federal lands. The price of oil dropped, the economy got better. But it's not just at the macro level. It's not just that if we see energy prices go up, we're going to see huge unemployment, which has always been the case. But in your own pocketbooks. So a couple years ago, I produced a study. I looked at the 29 states, 30 then, one state has repealed their renewable power mandate. I looked at the 30 states that had renewable power mandates. What had their electricity prices done since they imposed the mandates versus the states that did not impose the renewable power mandates? Electricity prices in the states with the mandates, they rose 50% higher and faster than states without the renewable power mandate. Now, Arizona is a good example. I mentioned the Wall Street Journal article Friday. They quoted my work on Arizona. I put together a chart and some data with Arizona from the Energy Information Administration. Arizona's electricity prices, since they enacted a renewable power mandate, have gone up like the others, much faster than the national average. Now, if Arizona enacts the same renewable power mandate that's proposed for Nevada, at the same rate of increase, in other words, the same pace that their prices are going up faster than the national average without the renewable power mandate, we are going to see $2,179 each and every year taken out of every household in this state. That's what it's going to cost the households in Arizona, over $2,000 every year for this power mandate. Now, I didn't crunch the numbers for Nevada, but it's going to be almost the same thing, $2,000 a year. Is it worth $2,000 a year to you and your household to say that you're getting wind and solar power, especially when, unlike Arizona, here in Nevada, 73% of the electricity mix comes from natural gas, not coal, natural gas. Natural gas is about as clean as it comes. It's about 80% fewer emissions across the board than coal. So you're not even getting the emissions benefits that you would in Arizona. It's all economic pain for no environmental gain.
More coming up with James Taylor, senior fellow at the Heartland Institute in Chicago. He is here in Las Vegas and is joining us in studio talking about question six, and that is putting into the Constitution limits or actually increasing, I guess, renewable energy, but at what cost? That's the question. We'll get to that. Cost is to me where this thing is at. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now. Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by Friends of Hoff.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. James Taylor, senior fellow at the Heartland Institute, is in telling us about question six. Why is there no organized question six group out there? Why is it that NV Energy and a lot of these energy companies seem to like measures like question six?
That's a great question. So I mentioned Arizona earlier here, and in Arizona, there is opposition. And the utility there in Arizona, they understand that it's going to raise electricity prices for their customers, and they don't want the heat for doing that. But if you look around the country, the utilities are kind of split on this, because on the one hand, they catch heat when rates go up, but on the other hand, they make money when rates go up. They're essentially assured 10% profit on every dollar they spend. So if a more expensive energy source is being imposed on them, then they're making 10% on a higher investment. So here in Nevada, you have NV Energy that has always championed renewable power, especially because they know they'll make more money doing it. And it doesn't hurt that the person who essentially owns NV Power is Warren Buffett, who's a friend of the left anyway. So he makes money off his own environmental left agenda. So as opposed to Arizona, here in Nevada, there is no organized opposition. Tom Steyer is spending his millions of dollars, sending it in from San Francisco to his people here on the ground. And it's up to people who are listening to this program, who are listening to your show, Kevin, to say, hey, wait a second, what's going on here? Because they're trying to pull the wool over conservatives' eyes especially. They make arguments that, oh, this will save money. Wind and solar, they cost nothing, or prices are going down. Yeah, they're going down from Mount Everest maybe to Pikes Peak in terms of costs, but they're still much higher than what other energy sources are. Indeed, at the same time, natural gas prices, I mentioned the fracking revolution that began a decade ago. I have a chart in front of me. Kevin, you can see it. Nobody else can, but take my word for it. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, natural gas prices have fallen in half over the past decade. That's why here in Nevada, although the renewable power mandate, by the way, Nevada state law already requires 25% renewable power by 2025. At least it wasn't done through the Constitution. It's a bad law, but at least it wasn't embedded in the Constitution. But the reason why electricity prices haven't gone through the roof is at the same time that more renewable power has been imposed, natural gas prices have dropped in half, and natural gas still powers 73% of Nevada's electricity. If we have a renewable power mandate, it's going to cannibalize that inexpensive energy source. Bad news.
James, if more people want to find out about your work, where do they go?
Heartland.org. Very simple.
Heartland.org. James, always good to see you in town. Hopefully you'll get back and you'll come in studio again. One thing I always say, when James Taylor comes around, I always learn something. Thank you so much, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
James Taylor, senior fellow and a delightful fellow at that, with the Heartland Institute joining us. Stick around. The president was in Houston with Lion Ted. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We are coming upon open enrollment for Obamacare for 2019, and I know a lot of you have been thinking about this. a lot of you have been contemplating, what do I do? I've got to get out from under Obamacare and the high deductibles and the high premiums. There is an option. And for that, we always turn to our buddy Dale Bellis, executive director of Liberty HealthShare. And he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline, proving once again that there is life after LeBron James. Good morning. Good morning, Dale.
We are eking by here in northeastern Ohio. The Browns have two wins under their belt.
I know. Amazingly. I know. I watched Hard Knocks. I know how it all started. Let me ask you. I know a lot of people are wrestling with this. They've wanted to get out from under Obamacare. They hate the high premiums. They hate the high deductibles. Nobody's got $6,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 that they can fork over to a hospital if they end up needing hospitalization. Can I ask you a question? The arguments that are being made that they're trying to get out, can they get out from under Obamacare even today or tomorrow or the day after that?
We are able to accept members any month in the course of the year. They can just, and our members have done it. We have 100,000 households who've gone through this transition, Kevin, simply dropping out of the health insurance arena. Just stop paying the premium and join in with Liberty HealthShare. It's a month-to-month arrangement, both on the healthcare insurance side as well as with Liberty HealthShare. And they just simply can click the Enroll Now button, make their choice and decision. Many times folks are making these choices during this period of the year, open enrollment, although we're not subject to that. But people are making those choices now. So you can enroll today. And absolutely engage in this alternative means. And I guess I would say it, Kevin, engage in their own health care reform on an individual basis.
One family at a time. I absolutely love that. I do want to make clear, though, do they need to give the government like a month's notice or 2 months' notice before they drop out of Obamacare?
It's typically on a month-to-month basis. So if someone enrolls with Liberty HealthShare today, their enrollment would begin November 1st, and they just simply need not send their premium to the insurance company for that month and following.
Explain how people get involved. You've signed up, God, hundreds of thousands of members over the years. And I guess my question is, how do people actually get involved? How do they start the process of becoming involved with Liberty HealthShare?
The first place really is at our website. There's a tab called Do I Qualify? That's the place to go and check it out, because there's really at least three considerations. The first is our shared values, our shared beliefs. We don't intrude on individual faith statements or ask what church you attend or what your doctrinal beliefs are, but we are premised on a set of Judeo-Christian beliefs. The most important one being, frankly, that we believe our bodies are temples, they're gifts from God. We need to treat our bodies with respect and honor and be focused on the care of our health. The problem in the current system today, Kevin, is that health care doesn't exist in America. It's sick care. People go to a doctor under their current program because they're ill. We want to focus members' attention on the care of their health, be prescriptive, be preventative, give attention to the way we live and eat and exercise, et cetera. So be health conscious. That's number one. Number two is sign off on the set of shared beliefs that they're there on our website. Don't abuse alcohol. We accept smokers, by the way, but they have to commit to quit. And then third, just simply associate with or agree with the sharing mentality. It's our money and the money of our fellow members that pay our medical bills, and that totally changes the mentality of healthcare consumption.
Dale, I saw a number, and I couldn't believe it, of the amount of weight that Liberty HealthShare members dropped as a part of this program. Can you talk a little bit about that, and tell me what that number is again?
Yeah, it's one of the ways in which we deal with pre-existing conditions. We accept people with chronic health conditions. We share in those costs from day one, so long as they participate with us in our Health Track program. Conditions like high blood pressure and heart disease and diabetes, certainly obesity that you mentioned, or smoking, or cholesterol, all of those conditions are subject to a lifestyle change. We assign them a health coach. With the health coach, they set their own goals and objectives, provide support as well as accountability to reach those goals, and we're seeing people's lives transform and change. It costs an additional $80 a month, but once you reach that objective, that $80 drops off, you continue on as a member. In last year, 2017, we had 1,605 people join the program with an indication of the need to lose weight. As a group, they lost over 32,000 pounds together. That's 16 tons. We celebrated their achievement, mentioned them in our newsletter, sent up digital balloons for them, and they've just inundated us with gratitude and testimonial about how life-changing that experience is.
I think that's tremendous. I mean, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where it's one thing to talk about things, you know, hey, we all got to eat healthier and we all got to, you know, get up off the sofa. But it's another thing to actually do it and to lose 16 tons in 1 year. That's a lot of extra weight around the midsection.
Kevin, we're passionate about this because the healthcare system in America is focused in the wrong direction. We're a sick care system, not health care. We set money aside and anticipate retirement. We save money in savings accounts and 401ks. But we look forward to that day when we can drop out and retire. We need to take the same focus and attention on the care of our bodies. We end up at retirement, and if we don't have our health, we can't enjoy what we've set aside for those years. We need to invest in ourselves, the care of our health, so that we have our health, and can enjoy the fruits of our efforts and labors in those rewarding years at retirement.
Again, joining us, my buddy Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. I've always talked about doctors because, to me, you can have the greatest healthcare delivery system in the world, but if you can't get in to see a doctor, if they won't accept your insurance, you know, traditional insurance, which happens a lot, it's not worth anything. Can you tell me what doctors think about Liberty HealthShare?
Well, first of all, we do not have a limiting network of physicians or hospitals that our members must go to. We believe it's a part of our freedom to exercise in the care of our health, to select our doctors and our hospitals. We provide support to our members to explain to the doctor, the hospital, who and what we are and how they'll get paid. So any willing doctor, any willing hospital will do. 97% of all providers participate with Liberty HealthShare because our payment to them from the members are fair and reasonable and prompt, and it eliminates all of this red tape and administrative overhead that they so frequently have to deal with. So for those reasons, providers just love it.
I know that medicine is changing, and I know, in fact, there are clinics here in Las Vegas where you can take a right turn for a Western medicine, a left turn for Eastern medicine, alternative forms of medicine. What about alternative forms of treatment? Is Liberty HealthShare into that?
Our members make selections and decisions regarding what we call our guidelines, those kinds of expenses that we share in as a membership. So it's member-driven, member-decided, member-engaged. And about 2 years ago, our members decided that alternative medicines are helpful, appropriate, help contain costs. And so we share in those alternative kinds of expenses and medicines because it truly does reduce costs and maintain our health.
Dale, in our final couple of minutes, I remember back to 2010 when they were trying to sell us Obamacare, and the promise from Democrats and even some Republicans was that it would quote, bend the cost curve of health care in America down. The fact is, it only increased it many, many fold. I want to ask you, Liberty HealthShare, are you bending the cost curve down?
If the individual consumer is not invested in the costs associated with their care, costs just continue to rise, and that's what we see happening in the third-party pay system. In our case, we have gone for the last 5 years without an increase in the share amount that we call that, until just recently. We've absorbed the medical inflation rate at about 4% and 5% every year. We bumped it up slightly to incorporate that inflation cost, and we see our members engaged because we have 100,000 cost containment households because it's our money at stake.
I want to ask you though, as far as getting started, you went through the way people can actually reach you, look at the get the decision guide. But I want to ask you, once they enroll, they get sick. God forbid they have to go to the hospital, they have to go see a doctor. What do they do? How do they get taken care of?
Yeah, out of convenience, we give our members an ID card. It just simply says they're a part of Liberty HealthShare and a healthcare sharing ministry. Send the bill to the address there on the card. We receive it from the doctor or the hospital, process it in our system according to our guidelines that I referred to earlier. Let's assume it's a heart attack or a kidney stone or whatever the case may be. They see that show up in their member account. We call it our share box, and then a sufficient number of members are assigned to that expense to pay that bill. We cut the check out of the receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and we're using that methodology and sharing in excess of $30 million every month.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, because to me, Liberty HealthShare is more than just dollars and cents, money flowing in, money flowing out. There is support, emotional support among members. Can you talk a little bit about how that works? To me, it's the old style, the old small town style where everybody kind of bands together, everybody supports one another. Can you talk a little bit about how that works?
I call it relational health care, Kevin. That is, whenever I send my money is matched to another member's expense, I see that transparently, openly displayed in my online account that I referred to earlier, the share box. I see my money flow to the person I'm matched to, and I can message them at the same time with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And so we are reaching out to one another, sometimes during the biggest crises of our lives, and providing emotional and spiritual connections and care in addition to paying the bill. And our members tell us that is among the top two reasons why they wouldn't do it any other way. That sense of connection, the fact that my money is going to another person, that I can message them and encourage them, it brings such a sense of meaning and significance that they've turned their dollars into an engagement, a connection with another person, not a company black hole.
I keep telling you, Liberty HealthShare, it's more than just dollars and cents. Even though you will probably save a lot of money. Dale, if folks want to start the process today, because they can, and as you say, they can get out from under Obamacare and they can do it effective immediately. Tell us how to do it.
LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to go, LibertyHealthShare.org. Right there on the homepage is a spot to receive our free information packet. We call it our decision guide, and it gets delivered electronically to your email. So just give your name and email address, or call the toll-free number, easy to remember, 855-58-LIBERTY. Liberty, so just spell out Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY will get you through to our contact center, get all your questions answered, or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
And by the way, to find out if you're enrolled or not, we're not talking about 6 weeks here, are we?
Well, our turnaround time is about 72 to 96 hours. Submit your application. It's a two-stage arrangement. Takes about 15 minutes to fill out. And then one of our enrollment intake individuals, staff, will be in touch with you to walk you through that enrollment and intake process. So about 72 hours after you submit it, we're in touch with you.
I love that. 72 hours. Dale, always good. I hope the Cavs are better. And the Browns, we'll just have to wait and see.
We'll just have to see.
Hey, yeah. Listen, you be good, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
What a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. God bless.
Thanks, Dale. Dale Bellis, my buddy from Liberty HealthShare, and a really good guy. Stick around. I'm running way late. You'll hear from the President of the United States. No, I didn't get a chance to interview him again. I guess one interview per week is the White House limit. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
My fellow conservatives, we have a horrible epidemic in our country and we must stop it from coming to Nevada. Mass school shootings. These happen because schools are gun-free zones, easy targets for violent murderers. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Nevada Attorney General. I'll promote laws to allow willing teachers to keep a firearm in their classroom to defend our school children from mass killers. Teachers have Second Amendment rights. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Yeah, the president was in Houston. He was in Houston last night and dispelled the notion of a blue wave. You know, you've been hearing about this blue wave thing. The president says it just might not happen.
In this election, the people of Texas are going to make a giant and beautiful stand. You're going to elect a Republican House, and even they're having a little problem. They're getting a little nervous, right? Remember about a month ago, right? They were talking about this blue wave. Oh. You don't hear about the blue wave. You're not hearing so much. The blue wave is being dissipated a little bit. I don't hear them talk. Are you guys still talking about the blue wave? The blue wave. That's coming, right? Blue wave. You don't hear about it too much. Let me tell you. You got to get out and vote. Because you know what happens? The party that has the presidency, I don't know why. I guess you get a little sedate. I guess you get a little something. Who knows? You lose something. I don't know. But I think two times since the Great Depression, it was a positive. But nobody ever had the condition of having produced the greatest economy in the history of our country, right? Nobody. So I don't understand why would we lose the House. But historically, so history's against us, but the facts are all with us. So I think we're going to do well. You have to get out and vote. Early voting, remember. But I think we're going to do great with the House, and we're going to do fantastic with the Senate, so that we can keep making America great again.
I just love that. When he does those rally speeches, they are so good, and they sound good. And that's why we play a lot of clips from them, just because they're really good audio. This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now. Check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. Okay, coming up. I get very excited, mainly because she is so darn smart. She is Erin Phillips with Power to Parent. Big deal coming on Thursday. We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.